We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Deki Bota Nirali Mahima, on page 28. In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. Only satsang removes all the difficulties, and only satsang saves the drowning. One always remains prosperous. Such is the greatness of satsang. Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. All come together in satsang and make your lives successful, so that in the end you will not be clapped at, humiliated. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Deki Bota Nirali Mahima, page 28.
Deki Bota Nirali Mahima Satsang Ki Deki Bota Nirali Mahima Satsang Ki Satsang Mehe Moti Hiri Milte Hai Par Dhire Dhire Satsang mein hai moti hiri milte hai par dheere dheere jisne khoj nikali mehima satsang ki dekhi bahut nirali mehima satsang ki Deki Bota Nirali Mahima Satsang Ki Satsang Hi Sab Sankat Tare Dubte Ko Satsang Hi Tare Satsang Hi Sab Sankat Tare Dubte Ko Satsang Hi Tare Sada rahe khushihali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki Satsang utam tirat bhai karte hai jo nek kamai satsang utam tirat bhai karte hai jo nek kamai karam rahi rahi kali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki Satsang me sab mil karavo Jeevan apna safal banavo Satsang me sab mil karavo Jeevan apna safal banavo Ant pite nahi tali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsang ki
In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. One quick announcement. Santbani will hold a one-day virtual retreat on New Year's Day. So we invite everyone to join us for that retreat. That's Friday, January 1st. We'll begin today with Master Kripal's message for Christmas and the New Year. He sent out this message on December 20. 1972. And this was published in the January 1973 Satsang Desh magazine. So Master says, the good tidings and Christmas and New Year's message is that we have a golden opportunity to enable us to reach back to our true home. And it is in the man body only that you can come to have the water of life, which will satisfy all your thirsts. One Samaritan lady was going by with a pitcher full of water on her head. Christ wanted water from her, but she, out of an inferiority complex, did not give and wondered, why does he ask water from me? So Christ said, had she given me water, that would have satisfied my thirst only once. Again, I would have thirsted. Had she come to me, I would have given her the water of life, which would have satisfied all of her thirst for life. So this is the water of life, which is the ultimate goal for which this man body has been given to us. If you have it, the result will be that it will lead you to everlasting life. But this you can have only at the feet of a master. This is the teaching to all the world over. Wherever we are, east or west, that makes no difference. It matters little which school of thought we have joined. It does not matter in which school of thought you have achieved this very water of life, for which you have been sent to the world. It is good to be born in a temple, but to die in it is sin. Man is a social being. He must have some social body to live in. But do not be proud because you belong to one social body or the other. It only matters how far you have succeeded in having the water of life. There are so many schools and colleges, but at the end of the year, what counts is how many successful students have come out of each college and how many in all the country. So we have different schools of thought, but we must see how far we have achieved that thing. Whether we graduate from one college or the other, that makes no difference. The main thing to be viewed is to get that degree. And that school is creditable, which turns out many people with these degrees. But pillars are being raised in different schools of thought or religions and social bodies. Everyone belonging to a particular school says that his school is best. All schools are meant to be the way back to God. That school is the best, which enables more people to reach God. For that reason, the pride that you belong to one school of thought or the other will not count much. I think it will count little. The only thing that will count is how far you have advanced toward obtaining that degree which was to have been obtained by your joining that school. So the masters say, to have that water of life within you, you have to control your mind. Only mind stands in the way. And how can the mind be satisfied? The more you give it to outside things, the more it wants. There's one remedy for controlling the mind, and that is within you. How long will this mind be going round and round in the outer things? You are worried. You see no satisfaction. The more you have, the more the mind will want. The remedy is the true nectar of Nam, true water of life, bread of life, which is within you. But we are trying to find that remedy in all the outer pursuits through the outgoing faculties. So mind is the one standing in our way, between us and God. That is the first step we have to take, to control mind. No matter to which school of thought we belong, that makes no difference. We are all children of God, born the same way, with the same privileges from God. Soul being of the same essence as that of God, we are all brothers and sisters in God, and the same one power whom we worship, called by different names. Unity already exists. We have forgotten. Masters come to revive that. They bring no ism, no school of thought. They say so many schools of thought are there. We have to look to the purpose for which they are meant. If you have not yet had that purpose for which you have joined the various schools of thought, what have you learned? Whether you belong to one country or the other? As you sow, so shall you reap. Wherever you are attached, you will have to go there. That is the inexorable law. Follow all virtues. What is the definition of evil and virtue? In the terminology of the saints, virtue is that which leads you to God, and evil, that which takes you away from God. This is the interpretation given by the masters. Confession is necessary. Every day, pray, O God, what has come out of me, I repent. Shed tears. The water of your eyes will wash away the evil. And follow what leads you to God. Have chastity of thought, word, and deed. Only such people will have the nectar of life and reach back home in this very life. That is the difference between a master and an average man. Master has full control over his mind and the outgoing faculties. As and when he requires, he uses them without being attached to them. An average man is led away like anything and attached to them. The result is he will go where he is attached. For that reason, we do not know what is good and what is bad. I gave you the difference. What leads you to God helps you to reach God. That is all good. What keeps you away from God, that is all evil. What do we do? We, again and again, are the doers. Unless we become the conscious co-workers of the divine plan, we cannot lose our ego. This ego has made the world. From the word world, if you take out the L, it is word, and word is God. So long as you are the doer, this L is there. You have to reap what you have sown. Good or bad actions, both are equally binding. They may be chains of iron or gold. The more chaste you are in thought, word, and deed, the more you will have in abundance the water of life within you. Inside, we are full of dirt, full of the greed of the world, the desire to have more and more, no matter whether it is had by good or fair or foul means. Outwardly, you have your very beautiful faces and clothing and are neat and clean. What is the use of that? Masters say that God looks to the heart, not to outward bodies, not how you look, but how you act. You cannot deceive God. You can deceive the world for a while, not all the time, mind that. The cat will be out of the bag sooner or later. You are here to cleanse off all these evil deeds, evil actions, evil thoughts. There's one remedy. Sit at the feet of a master. You will find all of the virtues of God reflected in him. We have not seen God. We see the master, in which the very attributes which are in God are manifested in him on a smaller scale. His mind is controlled. When you sit near him in the field of action of his aura, you'll be affected. Your soul should be controlled. When that is stilled, then mind will naturally be stilled. Mind gets strength from the soul. So the only remedy is to sit at the feet of a master. And what does he give you to wash away all these evil things? He gives you a contact with the water of life, Nam or word within you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Come in contact with God. You will have light in effulgence, in abundance comparing to thousands of suns rising together. And the water of life within you will wash away all your evil thoughts, words, and deeds. This you will have only if you become a Gurumukh. To be a Gurumukh means first, to keep the commandments of the Guru. Second, to become the mouthpiece of the Guru. Keep his commandments and then develop receptivity. Be grafted in the Guru. Grafting, you know, is when a branch of a tree is embedded into another tree. The result will be that the fruit will have the appearance of the branch which has been embedded into the mother tree, but it will have the perfume of the mother tree. Just as all the virtues of the Guru will be reflected in you. This way you will have 2/3 of the teachings of the master within you. 1/3 you have by word of mouth, and 2/3 by receptivity, by grafting. Christ also referred to this, I am the vine, ye are the branches. As long as the branches are embedded in the vine, they will bear fruit in abundance. This means to be a Gurumukh. Just do what the master orders you to do. Live up to his commandments, 100%, and you will be on the way. You will progress quickly. But if you become grafted in him, then you will become what he is. It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me. That is the ultimate result of being a Gurumukh. It will bring you back to God definitely, as sure as 2 and 2 make 4. But true living is required. Truth is above all, but true living is still above truth. Socrates was asked, do you love the truth or Plato? He replied, I love truth more than Plato. Leave off all the worldly things which are standing in your way. Live up to what the master says. Even then you pray, O God, you take us back home by any excuse that you can find. We are not fit, not worthy for that. It is only your grace that can lead us to your home. You must surrender yourself to God. He's your fast friend, working through your master. He always wishes you to become what he is. No king wants his son to be a minister. He wants every son of his to become a king. So every saint wants everybody to become a saint. He makes you a man from a beastly life. And from man, he raises you to a micro God. But this will come ultimately by surrendering yourself to God and sticking to the words of the Master 100% outside, and by being grafted in the Guru. Take it as your program before you. Live up to it. You will surely derive the full benefit of having the man body. Christmas and New Year are coming up, and this may be taken as the message for the occasion. My wishes are with you all and will remain with you. The Master Power is with you all and will always be extending all feasible help and protection. And we'll continue in discourse from Master Kripal's book, The Night is a Jungle, the final discourse, which is entitled The Night is a Jungle. All right. Trying to find, I think I might have marked the wrong place. Please forgive. Okay. So Master says, so today we celebrate Baisakhi because the Khalsa Panth was started on that date. And earlier in the discourse, Master mentioned that that day that he was talking was the day of Baisakhi, the first day of the month of Baisakh, which is like the first month of spring in the Indian calendar. And also it was the day that Guru Gobind Singh began the way of the Khalsa. He called, his disciples were all together, and he called for them, who will come and sacrifice his head? And there were only five in all the Sangat that came forward and said that they were willing. Here, you have my head. So today we celebrate Baisakhi because the Khalsa Panth was started on that date. Many people have the wrong understanding of the word Khalsa. He is the one in whom the light is manifested. It has even been said that the Khalsa will reign over all. All those who will sit at his feet will be saved. You will note that those who come to his feet will be saved, not the rest. The Khalsa is not formed from outer appearances. And in the end, only the spiritual men will rule. The spiritual person in whom God has manifested himself is the Khalsa, and those who come to his feet will be saved. Others will have to remain in their humiliation. That which man accepts as law through generations of customary habit is viewed by the masters from a detached and therefore more accurate angle of vision. They see no value in religious highs and lows. They light the light within all and reveal that all are one and the same. The so-called gurus remain as gurus, and their disciples remain disciples. But the true masters say, no, we are one and the same. Our Hazur used to say, no emperor wants his son to remain an official. A true saint desires that his followers also become saints. All men, from both human and spiritual levels, are one and the same. He who is the controlling power is the giver and the doer. Even the meaning behind the puja or namas, which are the Hindu and Muslim devotional practices, respectively, the meaning behind the puja or namas is the same. With puja, a lamp is lit, and then the puja is performed. While the Muslims place their hands on their ears and utter the sound called bang. On the path of the masters, the initiate is taught how to place the hands on the ears and hear the inner sound. One should listen to the inner bang, the music of the spheres, which is spiritually efficacious. Guru Nanak once went to Shiraz in Persia, and there he met a Muslim priest named Ruknuddin, who asked the Guru, "Have you seen the house of the Lord?" And Guru Nanak replied, "Yes," and proceeded to describe the physical form. "It has 12 minarets, 6 at each extremity," meaning the joints of the arms and legs. "It has 52 spires, the 32 teeth and 20 nails, and 2 windows, the eyes. It is also said, in a lofty special palace, Kuda, or God, is giving the bang." So one should be able to understand clearly that the true mosque or church or temple is the human form. Mosques are forehead-shaped. Church steeples are nose-shaped. Temples and gurudwaras are dome or head-shaped. All model imitations of the true temple of God. This body is the temple of God, in which the true light is seen. Maulana Rumi tells us that for those whose eyes are not open, mosques are made with clay and water. For the awakened people, the complete masters, the mosque is this true heart at the seat of the soul. During my Western tour, I told the people many times that God does not reside in temples made with stone, but he himself made the house in which he resides. But we have forgotten the true temple, and we respect the man-made images of the true house. What tragedy that we go to the imitation temple, leaving the natural mosque to bear the labor. The man-made model was intended to teach us that there is such a thing as inner light and sound, and we should have learned to withdraw, to experience it. But instead, we are worshiping any image indiscriminately. In sacred solemnity, we are clutching the outer skin, oblivious to the fruit that lies within. In the Upanishads, it is written, "What is that? The knowledge of which makes everything else known." The soul is a conscious entity. As long as it does not merge into the all consciousness, it will never be at peace. Furthermore, the mind can never be controlled while it remains without contact with the Nam or God power. When you get the Nam, the mind becomes controlled. In the life of Lord Krishna, it is mentioned that deep in the river Jumna, he encountered a 1,000-headed serpent, which he overpowered by playing his flute. This serpent represents the mind, which has a thousand ways of poisoning us. With victory over the mind, you have victory over the world. There is no other obstacle between us and the Lord but the mind. If your heart holds a strong desire to realize God, then put one foot on your mind to still it, and the next step will take you to the home of the Lord. In the Quran, it is written that if a man can recognize his true self, then he will recognize God. The same teachings are brought by all masters for all people. A light appears in the human form, and all religions are enlightened by it. For those who meet him receive the enlightenment. When each enlightened soul leaves, a new religion starts to keep his teachings alive. But without the practical guidance, a decline sets in. Everyone is overzealous in upholding his own beliefs, and no one is willing to sit on common ground, on equal footing, to discuss spiritual matters. The true teaching remains the same, age after age. Truth is one for everyone. God is not different for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and so on. He is the God of the whole world and is not a Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist, etc. Even now, a small amusing incident remains in my memory, which happened when I was in Peshawar studying in the ninth grade. I used to take my books and study in a garden named Shahi Bagh. And one day, a man whose name I still remember, Darbari Lal, asked me, "Where is Shahi Bagh?" I told him that he was standing beside that very garden. And he said, "I have come to settle a judgment on a dispute, for I have been told that the Hindu god is crying because the Muslim god has beaten him up and broken his leg." People gathered in Shahi Bagh specially for discussing different controversies. But even at that young age, I was shocked to discover that people thought that each religion had a different god. Poor understanding is widespread because men do not rise above the worldly level to see the facts from a more accurate angle of vision. Up to the time of the 10th guru, no master had revealed the circumstances of his past births so openly as he did. In the latter part of his life, he talked of many strange things, including the seven-pointed splendor of Hemkunt, a place of seven hills, where he had performed many austerities in a past life, through which he lost individuality and became one with the Lord. He was there seated in great bliss, but the Lord gave him orders, "Child, go into the world and work." Guru Gobind Singh Ji recounts that he had no desire to return to the world, but he was persuaded, so he said, "What are your orders, my Lord?" And the Lord said, "Those who are there, and most of those who have been there, have encouraged the praise of their own names. Go and tell of my name. Show that there is God." When Guru Gobind Singh was asked who he was, he said, "I am the servant of the Most High who has come to see the play in the world. know me as his servant. There is no difference between him and me. And he also said, they who think of me as God will all go to hell. God is sending his water of life through a vessel, but the vessel should not think of himself as the doer. No true master will say, I am the guru. For the ray is of the sun, but through being connected with that ray, one can reach the sun itself. With one single ray of the Lord, the whole world was created. From one source, millions of rivers emerged. What and who exactly is God? No one can know, for man has exhausted himself in attempting to sing his praises. In Japji, Guru Nanak says, some sing of his greatness, but only according to the power bestowed upon them. Some sing of his bounties, taking them as his signs. Some sing of him as incomprehensible. Some sing of him as transmitting dust into life and life into dust again, creator and destroyer, the giver of life and its withdrawer. Some sing of him as at once the nearest and the most remote. There is no end to his description. Nothing has been mentioned of God himself, only the things that he created. You cannot know him by talking, though you may talk for millions of years. Even the masters have failed in the attempt. Finally, they resort to observing neti, neti. He is not this, he is not that. A Muslim prophet says, through philosophy, generations have passed in descriptive attempts, but God's character remains unsaid. So today is Baisakhi, and our new life should start. All differences in our hearts should be removed. A man once asked me why it was that no master has said, put your attention on me, but rather they say, put your attention on him. I told him that the instructions must be properly understood. Lord Krishna said, put your attention on that true form of mine. The method remains the same, regardless of where the power is manifesting. Electricity will sometimes heat and sometimes chill. Avatars and saints are manifestations or phases of the same Lord. Misunderstanding and narrow-mindedness create separation of brother from brother, but God's intoxication is one and the same. We are all worshipers of the living light, regardless of which religion we belong to. And we will leave off at that point. And our final reading is Sanchi's message for Christmas and the New Year. This was sent out on December 6, 1986. And Sanchi says, dear children of the Supreme Father, may the love and blessings of the Almighty Lord be with you at this time of Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Christ said, in the home of my Father, there are many heavens and palaces. But we, the poor ones, have been thrown out from the heavens to wander in this suffering world. God has locked himself up and made a very strong door. But for those who sit at his door with all love and faith and devotion, the door opens for them, and God embraces them. For as Christ also said, "Knock, and the door shall be opened to you." Simran is the key to opening the door of our Father's palace. God has always sent his own self in the form of the Masters to come into this world bringing this key. Time and again they have come, sometimes as Kabir Sahib, sometimes as Guru Nanak, sometimes as Christ, and as our own beloved Hazur Kripal. They are the owners of this door, and they bring the key with which to open it. The fortunate ones who get this key of Simran from the Masters are able to open this door and enter the palace of our Supreme Father. But we must remain at the door using the key of Simran with full love and faith in the Master. We poor ones don't appreciate the human birth until we have lost it. Then we see how precious a thing it is. When we see how even our small amount of meditation allows us to go through the door of the heavens, to open the doors of heaven for us at our time of death, then we repent and we say, God had given me such an opportunity. He had put so many precious jewels in the form of breaths in me. Why didn't I take advantage of it? Why didn't I devote my whole life to meditation? Because even the little meditation that we have done can open the doors of heaven for us. So in this time of remembering Christ and starting a new year, let us try to appreciate this human birth and the holy gift of Nam. Using the key of Simran, let us knock at the door of Supreme Father Hazur Kripal, and with full faith and love in him, remember him so that he may open the door and embrace us. With all his love, yours affectionately, Ajab Singh. In our tape, we are continuing a question and answer session from February 14th, 1996. This is at SKA.
Sometimes I remember Master's eyes while I am doing Simran. Master said, don't visualize. So I try not to. What is the right way to contemplate the form of the Master if you are not seeing the radiant form? कई दफा जब मैं सिमरन करता हूं तो मुझे महाराज जी की आंखें याद आती हैं लेकिन महाराज जी ने कहा था कि हमें ध्यान नहीं धरना चाहिए मतलब सोचना नहीं चाहिए आंखों के बारे में या स्वरूप के बारे में इसलिए मैं कोशिश करता हूं कि मैं उसको ना सोचूं अगर प्रेमी के अंदर नूरी स्वरूप नजर नहीं आता है तब तक उसे गुरु का ध्यान किस तरह से करना चाहिए
हां भाई गुरु गोविंद सिंह ने भी कहा सीगा संत समूह अनेक मती के मैं दसदा हुंदा है कि तीर अंदाज कितने भी क्यों ना हो निशान सब दा एक हुंदा है महाराज सावन सिंह ध्यान ते बड़ा जोर दिंदे हुंदे सन महाराज कृपाल ध्यान ते जोर नहीं दिंदे हुंदे सन ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਅਲੱਗ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਗਹਿਰੀ ਰਮਜ ਸੀਗੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੀ
ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਸ਼ੂਟਰਸ ਆਰ ਦੈਰ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਰਗੇਟ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੂਟ ਐਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ put a lot of emphasis on doing the dhyan or contemplating on the form of the master, but Master Kripal Singh Ji did not emphasize much on contemplating on the form of the master. That does not mean that Master Kripal Singh's teachings were different than of Master Sawan Singh. There was a great secret, there was a great will of Master Kripal in that instructions.
Because Maharaj Kripal de Sawan Singh de time koi jade itniyan gaddiyan nahi chaliyan san to aam taur de utte purn guru Maharaj Sawan Singh hi Punjab de andar san aur Maharaj Kripal de waqt vich kai hor vi naam dende san. Maharaj Kripal ne khaas ਇਹ ਦਿਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਅਧੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਧੂਰੇ ਦਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਅਧੂਰਾ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੇ ਵਜੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਆਸਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਵਾਸਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੇ ਵਜੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਜਾਏਗਾ.
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇਰ ਵਰ ਨਾਟ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਗੱਦੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦੋਸ ਡੇਸ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਸ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਬਟ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ there were so many people who were giving the initiation. That is why Master Kripal Singh had said that if we will contemplate on the form of an incomplete or the imperfect master, we will also remain incomplete and imperfect, and we will also go to the place where the one whose form we are contemplating upon goes. So if we are contemplating upon the imperfect one, we will also go to the place where he goes.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੇ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਐਸੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕਈਆਂ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੋਵੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੀ ਮਹਾਨਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਗਏ, ਉਹ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
I have seen many dear ones like this, and maybe you also would have got the opportunity, or you also know some dear ones like this, that they go to so many different places and get the initiations from so many different people because they do not understand the importance of the naam.
So jado sanu pura bharosha, sab to pehla ta sanu kise sant di charan vich jaan to pehla eh zarur sochna chahida hai, samjhna chahida hai, ohdi hissi padhni chahidi hai ki isne koi qurbani kiti, koi naam japya, koi 10 saal 20 saal koi abhyas kita hai, kyunki har ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਵਸਤੂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਔਰ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਐਟ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਆਊਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਮ. ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਐਨੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਐਨੀ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ, ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਹਿਸ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ in order to obtain anything, in order to become successful in anything, hard work is required.
Sant mat di lain de andar jitne vi sant hoye hai Kabir sahib to leke dasse guru sab ne badiyan mehnatan kitiyan. Maharaj Sawan ne badi mehnat kiti, Maharaj Kripal ne badi hi mehnat kiti, raatan jaagiyan. Phir khud Maharaj Kripal eh kehnde hunde sige ਕਿ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੂੰਗਾ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਸੀਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਰਾਤ ਕਸਰਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ 'ਚ ਮਸ਼ਹੂਰ ਹੋਇਆ.
ਇਨ ਦ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਸਟਾਰਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਆਲ ਦ 10 ਸਿੱਖ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਵਨਸ. ਐਂਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਯੂਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਸੇ that Gunga the wrestler became popular and became successful in the field of wrestling only because he worked very hard. He stayed up at night many times and he worked very hard, and only then he achieved the status of being the perfect wrestler.
Kyunki main na ta nindya ji yakeen karda hai na main kehdi karke khush hai na main apni sangat nu kade nindya karni dassi hai.
I don't believe in criticism, neither I criticize others myself, nor do I allow my dear ones to criticize others.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ. ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ 10 ਸਾਲ ਜਾਂ 20 ਸਾਲ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕੋਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ. ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਦ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਬਣਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਰਾਤਾਂ ਜਾਗਣੀਆਂ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ. ਐਮ ਏ ਪਾਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ 16 ਸਾਲ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਡਿਗਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਹੱਕਦਾਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਕਿ ਸੰਤਮਤੀ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਗਦੀ ਗੀ, ਸੁੱਤੇ ਪਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੜਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਯੂ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਐਟ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਸਪੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ 10-20 ਇਅਰਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਡੀਪ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ। ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਈਵਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡਿਗਰੀ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ any worldly knowledge, we have to work very hard, we have to stay up late at night for getting the master's degree, we have to spend 16 years going to the schools and colleges. Do you think that the santmat is the only path where you do not need to work hard, which where you do not need to sacrifice, and overnight you can become a saint?
Kyunki main zindagi de vich kai mahatma nu milya hai jinna diyan gaddiyan duniya te Hindustan ch mashhoor hai, masla jad kamai da hunda siga, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਚਰਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਐਸਾ ਕੋਈ ਬਹਾਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੱਢਿਆ, ਨਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਐਸਾ ਕੁਛ ਦੱਸਿਆ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਫਲ ਦੀ ਆਸ ਰੱਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਟ ਦੀ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਮੀਟ ਮੈਨੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ, ਮੈਨੀ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੂਸ ਇੰਸਟੀਟਿਊਸ਼ਨਸ, ਹੂਸ ਮਿਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਾਪੂਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਗ ਨੇਮ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ। And when I asked them about their meditations, then they had these excuses, they had this answer. Either they said that they had done the meditation or they had done the sacrifices in their previous lives, or some Mahatma said that their ancestors or those who were before them, they had given them this job or they had given them this power. But when I went to Baba Bishan Das, he did not have any reasoning like that. He did not say that he had done it in the previous life or his master has given him that job. Neither did Master Kripal Singh. Master Kripal Singh said that this is the path of doing. You will gain only if you will do. You will become successful only if you will meditate.
Main ek mahatma kafi mashhoor lakhan aadmi odi sangat vich jande hai, ਮੈਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਬੋਲਿਆ, ਪਾਖੰਡ ਮੇਂ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਧੂ, ਪਾਖੰਡ ਮੇਂ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਹੀ ਰੇ, ਪਾਖੰਡੀਆ ਨਰ ਭੋਗੇ 84, ਖੋਜ ਕਰੋ ਮਨਮਾਹੀ ਰੇ। ਤੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੱਕੇ ਪਏ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਇਹ ਭਜਨ ਕਿਉਂ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਿਰਫ ਦੋ ਹੀ ਤੁਕਾਂ ਬੋਲੀਆਂ, ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪਣੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਭਜਨ ਆਮ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਖੁਦ ਬੁਲਾ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Once I went to a Mahatma who has a very large following, millions of people go to him. And when I went there, I sang the bhajan of Kabir Sahib, which said that there is nothing left in the hypocrisy. Oh, brother, there is nothing in the hypocrisy. The hypocrite suffers in the hell and he is never accepted anywhere. So when I read that, when I sang that bhajan, I was thrown out from there and they allowed me to sing only two lines of it and then they threw me out. Whereas you see that in our Sangat, this bhajan is sung very freely. I become very happy when any dear one sings that bhajan.
ਹੁਣ ਲਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਦਾ। ਤੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੇ ਮਨ ਨਾਲ, ਪੂਰਨ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਨਾਲ, ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨਾਲ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਧਿਆਨ ਧਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਐਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਪੂਰਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਫਿਰ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਹਰਜ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾ ਧਰੀਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਸਤ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ।
The question was about contemplating on the form of the master. If we have the faith in the master, it is only because we had the faith that we have received the initiation. So when we have received the initiation from the master, and if we have developed the faith in the master, and when we are convinced about the master, then what is wrong in doing the contemplation on the form of the master?
Kyunki jadon assi simran karde hain, teesre til te ekagar hunde hain, us vele dhyan janda hai, phir gir janda hai, phir gir janda hai. Itthe dhyan nu kalyaran vaste guru de swarup da, murt da nahi, picture da nahi, swarup da dhyan dena hai.
We should always remain absorbed in the form of the master. When we sit in the meditation and bring our attention to the eye center, sometimes our attention stays there, sometimes it drops down. Once again, we bring it up and then again it drops down. So we need something over there. which will keep our attention there. And there we need the contemplation, or then there we need the form of the master. I'm not talking about the remembrance of the picture of the master. I'm talking about the remembrance or the memory of the form of the master.
Because the whole Guru Jeda is a word of the So, oh, Kaal di had to paron swarup aaya hunda hai. Lekin jis swarup de vich assi naam liya hunda hai, ide naal milda julda hunda hai.
Because the form of the perfect master, because the perfect master is the form of the Shabad, and he has come from the plane which is beyond the limits of the negative power, and the form who has given us the initiation is similar to the form of the Shabad within.
Purna Guru, jadon vi assi simran karke teesre til te pahunchde aan, naam dware khade karke tuhade naalon pehla tuhanu utthe milega. Ehi ohdi pakki nishani hai.
When we reach the teesra til or the eye center by doing the simran, and after vacating the openings of our body, when we reach the eye center, we will find that the perfect master has reached there, he has arrived there even before we get there. This is the true criteria, true sign of the perfect master.
Our closing bhajan is on page 209. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Simaran Kardiye Nam Simardiye. Let us do the Simran. Repeat the Nam and make your life successful. Get attached in love with the Master. O man, without the Simran, you have to go in the inferior bodies. You do not get food to your liking. You have to eat the dirt and straw. Let us go to the satsang and meditate on the Nam and withdraw our mind from doing the bad deeds. Daughters, sons, family, community, O man, they are all sweet magic. Without Nam, nothing goes along with us. This law applies to all. Giving up all the fights and disputes, let us make our mind understand. All the relations, all the brothers and sisters are the lovers of self-interest. No one comes near in the final time. They are the support that betrays. In the end, Satguru will come. Let us be grateful to him. We are stuck in the virtues and sins. We are helpless. Our efforts do not count. Guru Kripalji, give us your support. Ajab has got the perfect master. Let us sing the songs of the master. Let us do the Simran, repeat the Nam, and make your life successful. Get attached in love with the master. Simran Kariye Nama Simariye, page 209.
Simran Kariye Nam Simariye Jindagi Sapala Bananaye Pyar Guru Nala Panaye Simran Kariye Nam Simariye Jindagi Sapala Bananaye Pyar Guru Nala Panaye Simran bajo bende tenu beriya juna vich jan pave man bonda nai kana mirda kana fusanu kan pave Simran bajo vrindatenu Beriya juna vich jan pave Man bonda nai kana mirda Kanda pusanu kan pave Satsang chaye nam diyaye man badiya tota laye pyar
गुरु नाल पालाए सिमरन करिए नाम सिमरिए जिंदगी सफल बनाए प्यार गुरु नाल पालाए दिया पुत्र कुटुंब कबीला बनियाओए मित्र जादुए नाम तो बिना कुछ ना ही जाना एक कानून सब ते लागुए दिया पुत्र कुटुंब कबीला मान्याओए मित्र जादुए नाम तो बिना कुछ ना नहीं जाना एक कानून सब ते लागुए चल के सारे जगर चेरे अपन मन समझाए प्यार गुरु नाल पालाए सिमरन करिए नाम सिमरिए जिंदगी सफल बनाए प्यार गुरु नाल पालाए अंग सक जो बाई बेना सब मत लब दे प्यार ने आज वेले कोई नेरे नावे दुख बाज सहारने अंग सक जो बाई बेना सब मतलब दे प्यारने अंत वेले कोई नेरे नावे दुख बाज सहारने आखिर वेला आग सतगुरु उसे शुक्र मनाए प्यार गुरु ना पालाए सिमरन करिए नाम सिमरिए जिंदगी सफल बनाए प्यार गुरु ना पालाए हसियार गाए पुना पाप दे बीच चलता कोई ना चारा सारी कोई पेश न जावे गुरु कृपाल जी देओ सहारा आसे यार लगाए पुना पाप दे बीच चलता कोई ना चारा सारी कोई देश न जावे गुरु कृपाल जी देओ सहारा अजय बनु गुरु पूरा मिलिया गीत गुरु दे गाए प्यार गुरु ना पालाए सिमरन करिए नाम सिमरिए जिंदगी सफल बना लाए प्यार गुरु ना पालाए.
Let us do the Simran. Repeat the Naam and make your life successful. Get attached in love with the Master. May God bless us all.